Meanwhile, the National Liquor Council has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to lift the ban on the sale of alcohol when he addresses the nation tonight. The industry says the four-week ban on the sale of alcohol has decimated the liquor sector, negatively affecting tavern owners. It is expected to lead to the closure of over 10,000 taverns, 50% of which are owned by women. The industry says the recovery of the liquor industry will take years and will need government's support. Council spokesperson Lakin Dimane.
Since the bans on alcohol commenced, taverns have not received any financial support whatsoever or relief in any form from government. President Ramaphosa, in his address on the 11th of July, mentioned that there will be a reprieve for small businesses in terms of license renewals waiver. And we have now verified and confirmed with the National Liquor Authority that this support does not extend to liquor traders.
Tavern owners in Nelson Mandela Bay region in the Eastern Cape have pleaded with government to assist them with a grant to maintain their businesses and to feed their families. They say they're losing millions of rands due to the current coronavirus lockdown ban on the sale of alcohol. Zatindima is one of the tavern owners in the region.
There are 34,500 of liquor traders, licensed liquor traders in South Africa. Now, they worth between 40 and 60 billion rands in liquor sales, right? And yet, illegal traders or a black market, they worth about 12 billion rands of liquor sales. Now, you can imagine 12 billion rand in Mali, suppose that it goes through sales, the licensed liquor traders.
The Northwest Health Department says the newly opened